The Syracuse City School District is entering into a three-year agreement with the City of Syracuse in which the district will pay for any additional school resource officers. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, having police officers in schools is still a contentious issue among some of the stakeholders.
In the past, the arrangement has been that the school district paid for five officers and the city paid for four officers to be in the high schools, according to First Deputy Chief Joe Cecil. The new agreement is the district will pay for however many more officers are needed. But some Syracuse residents like Missy Ross have expressed concern about having police officers in schools.
I wish we would spend the money maybe on hiring not police officers, but security guards instead.
Last year, an officer was accused of using excessive force on a 14-year-old student at Nottingham High School. That officer was cleared of any wrongdoing by the Onondaga County District Attorney's Office, but he was removed from the school, which Jeffrey Piedmont, president of the Syracuse Police Union, blamed on Superintendent Jaime Alisea, calling it an overreaction.
I'm for the schools being safe. What I have a problem with is the superintendent not supporting the police and not supporting what we're there to do, which isn't to enforce the laws. When we have to enforce the law, sometimes it doesn't look pretty.
Piedmont says if officers aren't being supported in schools, then they shouldn't be there at all. He says officers can patrol the neighborhoods and respond when needed. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.